New Virginia AG Jason Miaras launches investigations into public schools, parole board. By Simon Kent on January 16, 2022. Virginia's new Attorney General Jason Miaras, R., wasted no time Saturday, launching immediate investigations into the Virginia Parole Board in Loudoun County Public Schools. A statement released just hours after Miaras and Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin were sworn in detailed the nature of the probes and their part in a return to basic principles of law and order. The move was a fulfillment of promises both men made on the campaign trail. As Breitbart News reported, when both men promised to quickly move to protect Virginians' freedoms. One of the reasons Virginians get so fed up with government is the lack of transparency, and that's a big issue here, Miaras wrote. The Virginia Parole Board broke the law when they let out murderers, rapists, and cop killers early on their sentences without notifying the victims. Loudoun County Public Schools covered up a sexual assault on school grounds for political gain, leading to an additional assault of a young girl. As Breitbart News reported, the final reference was to a case that saw a male student at Loudoun County's Stonebridge High School found guilty of sexually assaulting a female student in a girls' bathroom in May. The teen suspect was found guilty on all charges, but only after the offending student was transferred to another school where he allegedly raped another student and the district was accused of covering up the crime, which resulted in one of the alleged victim's parents being arrested at a school board meeting. The offending student has been placed on the sex offenders registry for life as part of his sentence. In addition to the investigations, Miaras notified about 30 staff members that they will no longer be employed by the Office of the Attorney General. Virginia State Senator Louise Lucas tweeted that Miaras fired the entire Civil Rights Division, which Miaras's office told Fox News is not accurate. "This is incorrect information," Miaras spokeswoman Victoria LaCivita said. "There are 12 individuals who work in the Office of Civil Rights, only two personnel changes were made." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.